Vahavt es Hashem Aleikecha. Loving Hashem. There are lots of different ways to understand this, but perhaps the most foundational is something that's brought in the Talmud Yerushalmi and codified by the Smag, which is there's a mitzvah to love Hashem, and in doing so, imbue all of our Avodas Hashem with that love. Meaning that the motivating factor for us serving Hashem and doing His mitzvahs is not because we might gain something on it. It's not because we're afraid. Rather because we're in a deep, satisfying, nourishing, joy-inducing relationship with Hashem. And this is what the Smag says in Mitzvah Gimel. La'ahav ishmoy shel Hashem b'chol leiv. To love Hashem with all your heart, as the pasuk says, "V'ahavtas Hashem lekecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol meidecha." And this is what he calls avodas habayre me'ahava, loving Hashem out of love with all your heart. Carries on and says, "V'yeshal lismayach ba'asiyas hamitzvah," and a person should rejoice when they do the mitzvah to his creator. As if it is the most enjoyable physical pleasure. B'chol nafshecha is where a person realizes they're not afraid of anything. Nothing's going to stop me in my relationship with Hashem. That's incredible. Love is the most powerful motivator that the human being knows. Love infuses joy. It gives us a desire to do something. It means we'll engage in an action, even if there's a tremendous cost or price to pay, because we feel it's worth it for the relationship. To feel so much love for someone, you'd be willing to endanger yourself for them. You have to be in a very intimate, loving relationship to do that. Our most intimate human relationships are certainly a model to teach us how to relate to Hashem. To love Hashem so much that we'd be willing not just to dedicate, but to give our lives for Him. That's the love that we're talking about here. That's immense and that's intense. And that's something that doesn't just come in one moment. It's clearly something that needs to be worked on. Like every relationship. It needs to be invested in. It needs to be considered. It needs to be thought about. It needs to be savored. It needs to be pleasured. Perhaps that's why Avas Hashem is one of the constant mitzvahs. Because it's something we need to constantly be working on. Perhaps that's why it's the first point in the Shema. That we're meant to reinforce it into our hearts, into our minds, every single day. To work on loving Hashem so much, that is the greatest motivator for the mitzvahs. Rambam discusses tshuva ma'ava. At the end of Hilchas Tshuva, it talks about the ava haru'uya, love of Hashem. That's the ultimate goal. That's the highest level of avodas Hashem. It's also the most enjoyable and the most pleasurable. And therefore the journey of Kriya Shema, the journey of Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim and all of Avodas Hashem, is to try and achieve this Ahava which informs and infuses all of our actions.